This is AnimeCons TV. We're your source for reports and discussions on AnimeCons and other fan conventions. I'm Sketch. Every month, AnimeCons TV dedicates an episode to responding to your questions and comments. Let's start off this month with Twitter, the official communications medium of the president. Audible One Half tweets in response to our question on what do you do with your badges. He writes, I hang them, but once there's too many, I store them in a box. If I didn't have a good time at a con, I just throw the badge out. And also adds, spotted this guy at Capsicon 2016. I can only assume the more badges he gets, the more sashes he'll make. Picture. On Facebook, we got a lot of response to our episode on what you do with badges after the con. Bear with me. Small print. All right. Jason Bell, keeps the badges but tosses the lanyards unless they're unique. Austin Hornkamp and Katie Bolton and Brian Anderson throw theirs away. Mike Lee does a photo album using photo pages and a three-ring binder. All right, and Mary Park keeps hers hanging on the corner of her bureau's mirror. And Michael Montani, Larissa Bussell and Stephanie Moore keep theirs in a box. Melanie Novanti puts hers in a scrapbook. Brooke Dale hangs hers on a really big hook. Amy Schneider hangs hers on a pot rack in her kitchen, but it's getting crowded. Sierra Nicole Moon and Sergio Garcia hang them on their walls. Elisa Gray and Kelly Wagner frame theirs in movie poster frames. Ooh, that's kind of fun. Pete Berbewitt plans to make a wizard staff. I've seen those. And Stephen Doherty shreds his and burns them in effigy. Beautiful. I personally have mine hanging on selected lanyards, all organized by specific cons, hanging on a wooden peg. Alright, back to Twitter. Melissa McCommon tweets, cleaning my studio space and I found a small stash of AnimeCon TV stickers. Time to find things to put them on. And Lacuna Craft tweets, hey, Social Blade says you grew by a whole 16 subs the last 30 days. Explosive growth incoming. Seriously though, love the channel and you really do deserve to be bigger than you are given the quality of content you produce. Well, thank you. Doug Wilder, commented on Patrick's comments about Anime Fan Fest attendance size from the last month's feedback episode with this photo. Robotech Industry panel, ouch. Cricket noise. And speaking of Doug, on the YouTube, in response to Doug's episode, Audible writes, okay, keep track of panel attendance. It's obvious not fair to judge a panel's quality based on the popularity, especially if it gets scheduled during something like the Masquerade. But if a panel is really popular, then you probably want to ask that panelist to submit it again next year. I also think conventions should make the guidelines for what counts as 18 plus more clear. Just saying, well, if you think it might be 18 plus, then it probably is 18 plus, isn't a good guideline. I've seen plenty of panelists that are scared of getting in trouble, so they mark it as 18 plus when it shouldn't be, and I've seen plenty of panels show explicit clips in general audiences because the con didn't actually have guidelines for what counted as 18 plus on their site. This happens most when there's no option in between G and 18 plus. Just make a PG-13 or a 13 plus category. Panelists and parents will find this very helpful. And continuing on, I've never seen a convention do this, but I really think it would help raise the quality of good panels. Ask for PowerPoint slides or some kind of outline of talking points. Most panel applications just have the title and description of a panel, and that's all the convention knows about the actual content of the panel. A snappy description is not an indicator of whether or not that person is a good presenter. or if they're going to have accurate information, or if they're going to give an entertaining panel, or if they're just trying to grub a free badge by throwing together a lame panel at last minute. So ask the panelists what the panel's content actually is. I really think this will help cut down on dud panels. Not bad ideas. And we got an email from James. Dear AnimeCons TV, hello. First off, I would like to say that I enjoy Patrick's con report on Silicon Valley Comic Con. I may go there someday, as I have been to the Denver Comic Con and have loved the dealer's room and artist alleys there. I also loved Elizabeth's cosplay video, help video on Pockets. I found it to be useful and helpful, so please give a big thanks to her.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Speaking of cosplay, I have a question regarding shoes. I want to cosplay as Sting from Fairy Tail, and he has awesome shoes or boots. But how do you make those, or what vendors of anime stores do you guys know where I can get them? Perhaps you guys can do a cosplay help video on shoes or even hats. These are cool props, but I wonder how con attendants come upon them or make them. Thank you all for your videos, and I look forward to next month's video. Till then, this is your loyal follower, friend, and anime otaku, James the Dark Kiba. Shoes. It's true. People don't talk about shoes enough. Now, let's take a look at all the conventions that are coming up through July 2017, as found on fancons.com. This episode of AnimeCons TV is brought to you by Audible. You must have heard of Audible. They have the world's largest selection of digital audiobooks. Audible customers can listen anytime, anywhere to professionally narrated audiobooks across a wide range of genres, including the bestsellers, new releases, sci-fi, romances, classics, and more. Remember, and more. If you're in the US or Canada and sign up now, we'll give you 2 free books. You'll start with 2 credits and get another book credit every month. To sign up and get your 30-day free trial and those 2 free audiobooks, go to audible.animecons.tv. That's audible.animecons.tv. We thank Audible for their support and of AnimeCons TV. We love hearing from our viewers each month, so we want to hear from you before July's feedback episode. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment on our videos. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE, that's 762-233-7828. And you can also email us at podcast@animecons.tv. Tell your friends. Help us get the word out and tell your friends about AnimeCons TV. New episodes every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. We post about them on Facebook and Twitter, so all you have to do is just share the links. You can also subscribe to the new episodes every Monday. Subscribe on iTunes, on itunes.animecons.tv. Search for AnimeCons TV on YouTube, and watch our site at animecons.tv. Or get the brand new AnimeCons TV app for your Apple TV in the Apple TV App Store. App. And watch all the episodes from the last 4.5 years, as well as full costume contests from our extras feed. It's a great way to play in the background while you are working on your cosplay. As well, see you next week.
What I want to get is mannequins.
Hi there.